哇，和我的孩子。
The photograph is a photo of me and my husband and our two children.
这应该是2024年夏天在 Shelby Farmer Parker 然后拍的。
So I believe this photograph was taken in the summer of 2024 at Shelby Farms Park.
其实我们的生活就是平平淡淡的，也没有什么仪式感，所以很少拍照。
So our lifestyle is very simple. We don't have anything spectacular to take photos of.
我们俩人的手机相册里找了很久，才找了这张全家合影，给大家看一看。
So both of us searched for a long time on our cell phones to find this photograph of our whole family together.
但我感觉我的生活中的每一个细节都能在圣经的话语中找到呼应。
But I believe that every detail of my life corresponds to some part of scripture.
所以今天我想从我的婚姻家庭生活来分享我信主的整个过程。
So today I would like to share my passage to faith, the process of believing in the Lord from the perspective of my family life and my marriage.
事情要从我和我的先生相识开始说起。
对不起，从我的先生和我哦，认识。Okay, so I'd like to start from when I met my husband.
我跟我的先生是2012年经过媒人介绍认识的，
So my husband and I were introduced by someone back in 2012.
但是第一次见到其貌不扬、身材矮小。又黑又瘦的他，我并没有把他当回事儿。
I thought, oh, he's so small and dark skinned, so I didn't really think much of him.
只是出于礼貌，互相留下了联系方式。
But out of politeness, I left him my contact information.
之后，他总会时不时的给我发信息，但我根本没有想过我跟他会走到一起。
So from that time on, he would sometimes send me messages, but I really didn't think that I would be with him together.
但是缘分或许就是那么奇妙。
But fate is really this marvelous.
就在那一年快要结束的时候，我的父亲生病了。
So at that year, toward the end of the year, my husband and my father fell ill.
我的父亲生病了，是癌症晚期。
So at that time, my father fell ill with a late stage terminal cancer.
当时我们都无法接受，因为他很年轻，只有49岁。
So at that time, this was very difficult for all of us to accept because he was young, only 49 years old.
但没有办法，有众多的不舍，都无法留住他的生命。
But there was no way to maintain his life.
生病期间呢，父亲我知道自己的日子不多了，但当时我还没有成家。
So at that time, my father knew that his time on earth was not long, but at that time, I hadn't yet married.
这或许是作为一个父亲最无法放下的事情。
So this perhaps for a father is the most difficult thing to lay aside.
为了让父亲安心，我让远在外地的他回来看看我的父亲。
So in order to comfort my father, I let this my husband come and see my father.
其实他来医院那天，我父亲已经非常虚弱，几乎没有力气睁开眼睛，也只能静静地躺着。
So at that time when we went to the hospital to visit my father, he was already very weak. He could not even open his eyes. He could just lie there.
然而奇妙的是，父亲在他走后，就认定了这个人。
But the amazing thing was that after he left, my father approved of this person.
有一天，我搀着他走出病房去走一走，他拖着虚弱的身体，但很坚定地对我说
So one day I took my father out of the place of his room and took him around for a walk. And so in spite of the weakness of his body, he said to me,
”，就他吧，不要再挑了。
he said, choose him, he's the one. Don't keep looking.
那一刻，我的眼泪在眼眶里打转。
So at that time the tears started falling from my eyes.
因为我知道，我父亲看重的不是外在，而是从他身上感受到的踏实与安心。
Because I knew that my father cared not for external appearance, but for 他的安心吗？
踏实和安心。
But I knew that he was safe and secure.
他知道自己无法再陪我走下去，却盼望有人能接过这份责任。
So he knew that he was unable to continue caring for me, so he wanted someone else to take over this responsibility.
尽管后来生活，其实我对他很不满意。
And so later on in our life together, I actually was not satisfied with him.
后来我还是顺服了父亲的心意。
But I chose to follow, to commit to my father's will.
一年后，我选择与现在的先生结婚。
So 1 year later, I chose to marry my current husband.
以前我常常告诉自己，这就是命，人要信命。
So in the past, I would often tell myself, this is fate. People need to submit to their fate.
当然，后来读了圣经，我才发现原来这不是命，是神的安排。
But later, when I read the scriptures, I realized this is not fate. On the contrary, this is God's plan and arrangement.
因为圣经里说，人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。
Because the scriptures say that people plan out their paths, but the Lord guides people's steps.
结婚第一年，我们就有了我们的第一个孩子。
So after 1 year of marriage, we had our first child.
当时我先生是刚刚博士毕业，然后他又选择来美国做博士后。
So at that time, my husband had just graduated with his PhD degree, and he chose to come to America to complete postdoctoral training.
我带着我们家老大也跟着他来到了美国，然后，才有了我们的第二个孩子。
So we came with him to America, and at that time we had our second child.
俗话说，家庭不一定拴住一个男人，但孩子牢牢拴住了一个女人。
对不起，我没听懂。
俗话说，家庭不一定能拴住一个男人，但孩子能牢牢拴住一个女人。
拴住是什么意思？我没听懂。
绑
拴住
住。
哦，好的，好的，OK。So sometimes it's difficult to help a man, but it's easier to help a woman.
从此我便开始了没日没夜带孩子的生活。
So at that time, I began every day and night to care for the children.
这一带便是7年，7年相夫教子的生活，给我的身体带来了巨大的伤痛，更让我的内心深受折磨。
So this process continued for 7 years. So this gave me a great weariness in the body, and also my spirit was very torment for my spirit, this responsibility.
马太福音11:28说：“凡劳苦重担的人，请到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Matthew 11, chapter 11, verse 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
”2年博士后结束，我的先生选择回国工作。
So after the completion of his postdoctoral training, my husband chose to return to China to work.
原本幻想的先生有一份稳定的工作，然后，我们让孩子的爷爷奶奶接来城里帮忙带孩子，我也就可以找份工作了。
So our original dream was that my husband would have stable work, and then we could let his parents come and care for the children, and I would be able to find a job.
但很快就被现实狠狠地打了脸。
But we were very quickly struck in the face by reality.
我也是第一次感觉到，在国内有孩子、有家庭的中年女性，求职的压力。
So at that time, I realized that a woman with children and with family members to care for endures great pressure.
同时爷爷奶奶对城里人生活的排斥和不习惯，也给我们带来了越来越多的矛盾。
And at the same time, we confronted exclusion from from the children's grandparents. And so this created conflicts in our lives.
所以我的工作也是断断续续的，爷爷奶奶也是来了又走，走了又来。
So my work was intermittent, and also the children's grandparents would sometimes come and sometimes leave.
直到我们家老大开始读小学，我的工作慢慢也稳定了，但，没想到让我崩溃的日子也才刚刚开始。
And so our oldest child entered elementary school, and at that time I was able to work more in a more stable manner. But I didn't realize my collapse was only just beginning at that time.
因为是男孩子嘛，贪玩，坐不住，对学习不感兴趣，都在他身上表现得淋漓尽致。
Because he was a boy, and so he didn't want to study. He didn't want to sit still, and so he was not diligent in his studies.
所以老师经常会给我打电话，然后我除了把他训一顿，也没有别的办法。
So the teacher would often call me, and other than scolding him, there was really nothing else I could do.
因为白天要工作，下班回家要辅导他学习，而他又不配合，所以我常常控制不住自己的脾气，发火、吼叫，甚至把他揍一顿。
Because I had to work in the day, and then in the evening I had to come home and teach him. But he didn't cooperate. So sometimes I couldn't control my emotions. I would get angry or yell at him.
但事后我又深深的陷入自责，每次看着他哭，然后我也哭。
But at that time, I felt a lot of self-reproach. Every time I saw him crying, I would also cry.
那种一边心疼孩子，一边又无法控制自己的罪恶感，让我深深陷入死循环中。
So at that time, on the one hand, I wasn't able to help my child. On the other hand, I wasn't able to control my own emotions. So I entered into a deep cycle of helplessness.
而我先生当时又因为忙于工作，无法在教育上帮助我。
And at that time, my husband, because of the busyness of his job, was unable to help me in teaching the children.
身为理工男的他，更不会关心和安慰我，让我非常伤心和无助。
And as a scientist, he wasn't really able to understand me or to help me, so I felt even more helpless.
面对孩子的懵懂无知和先生的漠不关心，我开始担心，如此下去，我的孩子会不会抑郁和自闭？我会不会抑郁？
So at that time, confronting the ignorance of my child and also confronting the lack of support from my husband, I began to worry, will my child become autistic, perhaps, or become depressed? Will I become depressed?
真的，那样的日子很糟糕，但却不知道还要过多少年。
So those days truly were very difficult, and I didn't know how long they would continue.
罗翔老师说过，人类最古老的专业有三个，一个是神学，一个是医学，一个是法学。
是卢梭吗？反正就是有一位哲学家说有三个就是最高的。你们有一次在想象你是哪一个中国哲学家？I believe it's Rousseau，对吗？好的，Rousseau said，不好意思，脑袋坏了。Rousseau said there are the three careers of the oldest. One is theology, one is medicine, and one is law.
当人的灵魂出了问题，需要神学；当人的身体出了问题，需要医学；当社会出了问题，才需要法学。
So when a person's spirit encounters difficulty, we need theology. When a person's body encounters trouble, we need medicine. And when a society falls into trouble, we need law.
所以那段时间，我想我的灵魂一定出了问题。而那个能帮助我脱离痛苦的神，就是我们的耶稣基督。
So at that time, I think my spirit had fallen into great difficulty. And the only one who could help me out of this difficulty and pain was our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，这一天很快就来了。
So I thank the Lord that this day came perfectly.
有一天，我跟一位在美国的朋友抱怨国内的处境时，我的朋友告诉我，他们全家都受洗了。
So one day, one of my friends who was in America when I was complaining about my difficulties told me that their whole family had been baptized.
而且他们得到了神的恩典。
Furthermore, they received God's grace.
他们来美国将近10年，先生才博士部毕业，工作也没有着落，也没有身份。他的先生对找工作也不积极。
So they've been in America 10 years, and her husband had graduated with a PhD, but didn't yet have work, and he actually wasn't very diligently seeking work.
家里有3个孩子，他很着急，但他说他每天都坚持为先生祷告，求主能给他们一个留在美国生活的机会。
So the family had 3 children, and my friend was very anxious, but she every day would pray for her husband, asking God to give an opportunity for them to stay in America.
终于，芝加哥一家的大厂聘用了他的先生，帮他办 H1B 的签证，年薪给了12万，一家人很满意，很开心。
Finally, a big firm in Chicago offered a position to her husband and offered to support them, offered to help them apply for their visa, and also offered an annual salary of $120,000, which is very satisfying to the family.
他说，当时他先生在面试的过程中表现很不理想，根本没有准备好。但事情就是那么神奇，就是让他拿到了这个 offer。
So my friend said at that time her husband's performance in the interview was not very good. He really hadn't prepared well, but the things worked out in this marvelous way. He was still given this offer.
感谢主，这是我第一次从他口中知道我们有一位大能的神。
I thank the Lord. This was the first time I heard from her mouth that we have this kind of a powerful God.
他开始给我发各种有关圣经的链接，并且鼓励我们重新来美国。
So my friend started sending me all sorts of links about the scriptures and also encouraged us to come back to America.
那时我赌游子瘾，赌从未名湖到生命泉，被一个又一个见证感动。
这些书籍我没听过，but I started reading some different materials and books, and I was moved by each of them.
我开始相信有神。当时我对圣经最深刻的经文是
So at that time, I believed there was God. There is a God, and the deepest impression I had for Scripture was,
：“你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
"Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you."
”我也试着为我的孩子祷告，为先生祷告，希望他也给我们开一扇门。让我逃离那个痛苦压抑的生活。
I started praying for my children and praying for my husband, asking God to give us to open a door for us so that I could leave that life of pressure and oppression.
2023年的8月份，我的先生开始申请美国的学校，准备再次赴美。
In August of 2023, my husband started applying to schools in America so that we could return to the US.
面试、申请签证，一切都很顺利。好像神应允了我的祷告。
So his interviews and his applications and his visa were all very smooth. It seemed that God was answering my prayers.
我感叹神的大能，那种从心底的敬畏让我几乎落泪。
So I was very moved by God's power. So I was so moved in my spirit that I shed tears.
原来我们迷茫压抑的生活仿佛被照亮。我也更加深信，生活中有些事情并非偶然，而是神的引导在无声运作。
So if their life that seemed without direction was had been changed, if God has changing 我们迷茫的生活。
我们压抑迷茫的生活仿佛被照亮。
So our life without direction and pressed down was shined on by God's light.
我也更加深信生活中有些事情并非偶然，
So I more firmly believe that some things in our lives are not coincidental.
而是神的引导在无声运作。
But these are God's guidance and His silent work.
他听见了我的呼求，也为我开了一扇窗，让我看见了希望的曙光。
So he heard my cry, and he opened a window for me so that I could see the light.
诗篇37章5节，当将您的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。
Psalm 37:5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this.
2024年1月份，我们一家四口顺利入境美国。
So in January of 2024, our whole family of four members smoothly immigrated to America.
很快，我们就遇见了教会的弟兄姊妹。
Very soon we met the sisters of the church, brothers and sisters of the church.
他们给刚来的我们带来很大的帮助，有弟兄帮我们搬东西，也有姊妹带我们去买菜。
So they helped us very much since we had just arrived. The brothers helped us move, and the sisters took us to the supermarket to buy food.
我就感觉我们像家人一样亲切。
So I felt a warmth as of the warmth of family members.
虽然跨越万里，但我们并不孤单。
So we were not alone.
刚开始，我们家的孩子并不能融入教会。
So at that time, our children were not able to enter into the life of the church.
在这个教会带小朋友的姊妹们可能都知道，他们刚来特别没有规矩。
So the sisters of our church who take care of the children all know that when they first arrived, they were undisciplined.
到处乱跑，上蹿下跳，在老师课堂上捣乱，疯玩儿。小朋友之间的互动，他们也不参加。
They would run around and make a disturbance in the class and not listen.
但是他们现在每次来教会，还算是都很积极，而且还时常跟我们分享在教会学到了什么。
But now when our children come to church, they have a positive attitude and they always want to share with us what they learned at church.
我们家老大偶尔还会思考圣经里的话语，老二也在课堂上跟着唱诗歌。
So our oldest son will think about and ponder the scriptures, and our second child likes to sing together with the other children.
最让我欣慰的是，当我问我们老大：“你来教会那么久，有什么改变时
So I asked our oldest son, you've come to the church this long, what a change have you experienced?
？”他说他现在都不说脏话了，因为他怕死了以后去地狱。
He said, no, he doesn't say dirty words because he's afraid he might go to hell.
耶利米书31:33写道：“我必将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心里。
Jeremiah 31:33 says, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
我想我的孩子的改变不是因为来教会次数多了，他们适应了。
So I think this change in my children's lives is not because they've come to church many times, not because they've adapted to church.
而是我们的主耶稣基督在慢慢走进他们的幼小的心里。
But rather, it's because our Lord Jesus Christ is slowly entering into their small hearts.
而我的先生来到这里，他的工作也没有那么紧张了。
And after my husband came here, his work really wasn't that difficult and anxious.
他开始学着为我做饭、照顾孩子、陪伴孩子。
So he started learning how to cook and how to take care of the children, how to play with the children, and so on.
也从刚开始说自己是无神论，慢慢的开始认识神。
So from the beginning, when he said he was an atheist, he started gradually coming to know God.
于是他在2025年10月份也接受了决志祷告。
And so, 4月份还是十月份？
十月
哦，
份，
11月份。And so, in October of 2025, he prayed to receive the Lord.
因此我的焦虑也慢慢少了很多。
And so, for this reason, the anxiety was gradually reduced greatly.
虽然生活上还会少不了争吵，但我也都不再计较。
So, even though in our lives we never are without confrontation and difficulty, but I don't cry out the way I used to.
我也试着去发现我先生身上的优点和他的改变，时常提醒自己要做一个神喜悦的孩子。
So I've also learned to try to look for the good things in my husband's life and for his changes, so that I the changes in his life, so that I can become a child that God is pleased with.
如今生活在这里，说不上富足，但我们在一起，这本身就是恩典。
So our lives together here is God's witness.
哥林多后书5:17，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Everything is made new.
这句经文是受洗那天运潮长老写给我的，我特别感动。
So this scripture was written for me by Elder Inchal on the day I was baptized, and I was very moved by the scripture.
因为这句话太符合我们家了。
Because this scripture very closely corresponds to me and to my family.
我们全家从2017年来美国，又回中国，然后再次来美国，一切从零开始。
So from the time my family came to America and then went back to China and then returned to America again, everything was starting from zero, from the very beginning.
我不知道那么多经文，当时受洗的弟兄姊妹也有7、8个，为什么运潮长老偏偏为我选了这一句？
So back then I really didn't know many Bible verses, and there were 7 or 8 who were baptized at the same time as I. So why did Elder Inchal choose this scripture for me?
难道是巧合吗？
So was this a coincidence?
不是，我感觉是神告诉他的，是圣灵给他说了话。
No, I think that God told him this. This is a word spoken to him by the Holy Spirit.
让他就要给琳娜写这句经文。
So that he would write this scripture for you now.
所以，我选择受洗，因为我相信耶稣基督是我的救主。
So I chose to be baptized because I believe Jesus Christ is my Savior.
我愿意把过去的软弱、失败和无助都交在他的手中。
So I wanted to entrust all my past weakness and helplessness and failures into his hands.
也愿意把未来的路交给他带领。
And I also wanted to give him my future path for him to lead and direct.
诗篇23篇写道：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I will not be in want."
”因为我深切的感体会到自己就如神的婴孩。
Because I very deeply feel that I am just like an infant in the Lord.
虽然经历过困顿、疲惫与不安，却从未被忘记。
Even though I have encountered difficulties and weariness, I have never been abandoned.
好，感谢主，我们一起做个祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，感谢你奇妙的恩典与不离不弃的爱。今天在众人的见证中，我经历了受洗的恩典，向世界宣告我愿意跟随你，属于你。
Lord, I thank you for your grace and your love that does not leave. I thank you that I was able to be baptized. 对不起，我最后一次不行。
哦，我经历了受洗的恩典。向世界宣告，我愿意跟随你，属于你。
So I experienced the grace of baptism and proclaimed to the world that I belong to you and want to follow you.
谢谢你借着耶稣基督的救赎洗净我的罪，
Thank you, Lord, for the through the salvation of Jesus Christ cleansing my sins.
使我有新的生命、新的身份、新的盼望。
So that I might have a new life, a new identity, and a new hope.
主呀，从今以后，求你坚固我的信心。
Lord, from today forward, please watch over my faith.
让我在顺境中感恩，在逆境中依靠。
So that in good circumstances I may give thanks, and in bad circumstances I may rely on you.
在软弱时仰望你，在迷茫时聆听你的声音。
In weakness I may look up to you, and when I'm lost, I will hear your voice.
求你赐我一颗谦卑顺服的心，
Lord, please give me a heart of obedience and humility
让我的言语、行为和心思意念都能荣耀你的名。
so that my speech and actions and the attitudes of my heart all may glorify your name.
也求你祝福我的家人和在座的每一位弟兄姊妹，
And I ask you to bless my family and every brother and sister present
使我们彼此扶持，彼此带导，
so that we may support one another and pray for one another.
一同在真理和爱中成长。
And so that we may grow together in love and in truth.
愿我的生命成为你恩典的见证，成为身边人的祝福和光。
So that my life may become a testimony to your grace and a light to those around.
感恩奉主基耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
I offer this prayer and grace and thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
谢谢。
谢谢你。Amen.
认识他们2年多，这也是头一次听到他们完整的经历。其实几个补充啊，他们2017年来的时候在那边已经接触到福音，他可能忘了提。我想神真的是有计划的神。罗翔老师是中国的一个法学院的一个教授，他喜欢在网上有一些言论，他不是一个哲学家。我选择那段经文给他，是我信主的时候别人选给我，而且我特别喜欢这段经文，尤其是呢，当我们中文的表达呢，一切都变成新的了，那个英文我更喜欢，它在上面用的是叫 new creation，所以你以前经常听到有一些传道人会讲，我们有旧造，我们有新造，实际上旧造指的是呢创世纪的那个 old creation，就第一次的创造。我们在耶稣基督里呢，是第二次的新的创造，所以每一个人，你今天是新的，是一个新的创造，是圣灵的工作。好，感谢主。我们请敬拜团队2位姐妹上来，我们一起。你们不需要，就这2个大人就行了。我们要唱奉献诗歌。 要不请大家一起起立，我们来唱这个奉献诗歌，回应我们的信息。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。哈利路，哈利路亚。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路哈利路亚。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。哈利路，哈利路亚，哈。Let me know. Oh, yeah.